Okay, so today is Daf Mem Zayin. Learn today's Daf Eschus Refu Shleima of Shimon Tzvi Ben Pera, Mordechai Ben Malia, and Abigail Bas Esther Malka. Okay, the Mishnah is now going to sort of continue from yesterday. The Mishnah is going to continue. We're on the top of Mem Zayin. So the Mishnah is going to deal with the Nazir. Remember, the Nazir has to bring, another is coming to become Tahor. The Nazir has finished his Nazirus, and now he's being Makriv. He has three Korbanos to bring. He has the Chatas, the Shlamim, and the Ola. Or the Shlamim, Chatos, Ola, depending on the order, right? But after he was makiv one of the korbanos, before he shaved, before he took the haircut, he became tamei. Something happened, he became tamei meis. So Misha Nizrak Alav Echa Min Adamim. So you have a nazir again, it's completed as a zirus, and he was makiv one of the korbanos, and the blood was already sprinkled on his bayach. According to one mandamer, he's done, right? He's good to go, right? Vinitma. And he became tamei meis before he had the opportunity to shave, to cut his hair, and to be mocked with the rest of the korbanos. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, soser es hakol. Everything gets messed up. Figure out what that means, soser es hakol, because as Tosfos points out, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you only have, if you become tamei at the end, you only have 7 days. He says you only have to worry about 7 days. Right? So Tosfos says, lo kol hayomim, kinefars gemara, dahar Rabbi Eliezer hu da amar lael, the paragimel nitma la'achar melos so ser zayin. So rather, what the Gemara is going to say, that he's messed up the korbanos. The one korban that he brought is not going to be sufficient. He's going to have to bring all three korbanos again. But chachamim omrim yavi sha'ar korbanos of a yitar. I think it should be the other way around. It should be v'yitar, he becomes tahor, and then he brings the rest of the korbanos. Let's say we brought the shlomo first, then he became tamei. So then, just wait, you know, do the 7 days to become tahor, and then just bring the other two. Bring the chatas and the ola. Right? When he becomes tahor, he brings the rest of the korbanos that he did not bring now, till now. But what he already brought prior to the time he became tamei still counts. The chachamim brought a raya to their shita. Their raya is an actual maisa. The amrulo, they said to Rabbi Eliezer, maisa b'miriam Ha Tarmodis. That's the city Tarmod. I'm not sure where that is. Maybe the article tells you where Tardom is.
Palmyra.
The
they just destroyed.
So they blew it up yesterday. Well, Palmyra was
ISIS blew it up.
Oh, okay. So she was in Azira. She Nizrak Alea Echam in Adamim. They did one of the Karbanos for her. They did one of the korbanos for her, Ubalva Amrula, and before she finished, they came to tell her, "Amrula Albito Shahaisa Misukenis, that your daughter is dying." Bahalcha Umatsa Shemesa, and she went and she found her daughter dead, and the furniture burnt out, and she was metame to her daughter. She was metapa with the daughter, and she was metame, so she became tame. But Amru Chachamim, and the Chachamim of that generation said to her, "Tavi Shar Korbanos of its Besitar." When you become tahor, just bring the rest of your korbanos. I mean, the one that she brought already counted. Correct. So you have to wait till she becomes tahor. Do hazar shlishi shvi and efer paro duma. She becomes tahora, and then complete the process of because she became tameya post the time of that her nazirus was over. If she became tamei during the midst of a nazirus, then she has to start recounting the nazirus. I'm not sure where they were up to. I think the Mishnah says that the only one of them had the blood thrown, which is the completion. Which, you know, right. So the other ones, didn't as long as you didn't complete the carbon, you have to bring them the next when you become tahora. She has to bring them again, whatever she didn't complete. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to ask. We already saw this. We mentioned it, but Katani, the Mishnah says that Rabbi Lezer said Rabbi Lezer Omer Soser Sakol. Mashma is that he's soser all the days of his of the Naziris, where he has to start from scratch, right? But with that we ask Vahamar, but we already know Rabbi Lezer, kol achar milos shiva soser. Any Nazir who becomes tamei after he counts the full days of his Naziris, it's another for 60 days. I remember we had that. We have 60 days, 59, depending on whether it mixes Yom Kippur. But let's say he's a 30 stam Nazir is 30 days, and after the 30 days are up, he becomes tamei. So he doesn't, according to Rabbi Lezer, doesn't have to go back to the 30 days. He just counts seven days in order to make him tahor. So how am I Rabbi Lezer? Kol achar melos shiva soser. So how can you say here that she became tamei after one of the korbanos was nizrak and soser is a kol? That doesn't make any sense. So we already saw from Tosos, Amar Rav, my Soser, Nami, the Amar Rabbi Lezer, Soser Karbonosa. It just means that he uproots all the Karbonos. I mean, any Karbon that he brought, let's say he brought one or he brought two, whatever he brought doesn't count. After it becomes Tahor from the tomb of the mace, then he has to start again the process of the Karbonos. That's all. So it's going to be a machlokus of which karbonos to bring. Right. So if he was makriv, if the machlokus is whether you have to bring all three karbonos again, or sure. Just the karbonos that you didn't bring, or one. What? According to Rabbi Lezer, all three. According to Chamim, you only bring. Right, but if you brought two, you'd also only have to bring one afterwards. So according to Rabbi Lezer, you have to bring all three. According to Chamim, you only bring the one that you haven't brought yet. Okay, so Amar Rav, my Soser, Naim, Tegam Rabbi Lezer, Soser, Karbonosav, and Hachin Naim, Mistabra, and it makes sense that this is the explanation of Rabbi Lezer, because look at what the Chachamim are, how the Chachamim argue in the Mishnah. The Chachamim say, the Ketan Chachamim Omer, Tavishar, Karbonosav, Etehitar, Shramina. They don't talk about, they don't argue about, no, you don't have to count more days. They say, no, just bring the rest of the Karbonos. So clearly the Machlokas is about how many Karbonos you have to bring, and so too, the Maisa, they bring down by Miriam Har Tarmodis, what are they trying to prove? They're trying to prove how many karbanos he's supposed to bring. So that's what they're trying to prove. That's probably what the argument is about. Right? That the machlokus in Rebbe Lezer and Chachamim is on how many karbanos to bring, not on whether or not the Naziris has to start counting the Naziris again. Hajjan Allah Shlosh Aminim, Hajjan Shlosh Aminim, Hajjan Allah Shlosh Aminim, start the 7th parish. Right, only can specifically when you board a well, first of all, for the most part, I mean, we saw the other days that you're not supposed to start shaving, cutting the hair until after one of the karbanos is brought, most likely the shlamim. That's lechatchila. Supposed to do the shlamim.
If
you did it outside the basement, it's also correct. But the case specifically that they brought down is where they brought down the karban. Okay.
Why the shlamim?
Well, the Gzeres HaKasa, that was Tuesday stuff. Okay. The biggest problem going to Eretz Yisrael is you fall behind in the daf. You do so much. You never. That's the biggest. So anytime you go on a vacation, it's just ironic when you go to Israel and you're doing so much that you.
Find one.
Right.
Gemara. No.
Gemara. Okay. Okay, that were there. You're flying, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? His father, the senior, is here, and he drives a
Okay. Mida Raisa, a Kohen Hedjot and a Kohen Gadol are Asurim li Tamei l'Meis. You can't become Tamei l'Meis, except that a regular Kohen and a Kohen Hedjot is Mutter li Tamei l'Shivas Krovim, or a 7 Krovim. But a Kohen Gadol, the Pasuk says, Al Kol Nafshos Meis lo Yavo l'Aviv u'limo lo Yitema, he cannot even become Tamei to his Shiva Krovim. The Nazir's Din is similar to that of the Kohen Gadol, that he's not permitted to become Tamei Meis even to his Krovim. The Pasuk by the Nazir says, L'aviv ulimo l'achiv l'chasol lo yitama lehem b'mosam. However, both the Kohen Gadol and the Nazir, even though they're not permitted to become Tamei Meis to any of the Shiva Krovim, they make mitzvah, they are permitted to become Tamei. So now the Mishnah is bringing... Any Nazir. Now the Mishnahs are bringing down cases of where you have two people walking down the street, neither of them are permitted to become Tamei, and they happen across a Meis Mitzvah, and only one of them is necessary to be on top of a Meis, because it's a small body, don't need both. Who's the one who's supposed to, who has Kadima? Kadima meaning the other person should become Tamei. Right? So the case, number one, Kohen Gadol the Nazir, so you have a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, and this gives us the halacha, aim at time likrovehen, they're asur to become Tamei, even to their Krovim who died, aval mitame l'meis mitzvah, but a mace that they found on the way, whatever the mace mitzvah the definition is, remember, it means someone who no one's going to deal with, they call out, and no one would come, they are permitted to become Tamei mace to the mace mitzvah. So, hayu mahalchim aderech, so you have a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir walking together, they're schmoozing, they're walking together, umatsu mace mitzvah, and they found a mace mitzvah, and only one of them is needed to deal with the mace mitzvah. So who should become Tamei? So Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yitama Kohen Gadol, Va'al yitama nazir. Rabbi Leza says that the Kohen Gadol should become tamei, the nazir should not become tamei. V'chachamim omrim the other way, yitama nazir, yitama Kohen. Here it says Kohen Hedjot. I don't know. Chachamim say that the nazir should go before, and even va'al yitama. In other words, even a Kohen Hedjot, if Vada a Kohen Gadol should not become tamei over the nazir, and even a Kohen Hedjot, the nazir should become tamei first. So Amar Lahem Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer says that the Kohen Gadol should become tamei and not the nazir. So Amar Lahem Rabbi Eliezer, Yitama Kohen, the Kohen should become tamei because his kedusha is less chamer. Why? She eino mevi korban al tumaso. Ba'al yitama nazir should maybe korban al tumaso. What happens when they become when they go through the tahara process? Kohen Gadol goes through the tahara process and he's done. The nazir, when he goes through the tahara process, has to bring a multitude of korbanos. So Rabbi Lezer says that multitude of korbanos shows that him becoming tamei is more chamer, because he has to bring korbanos in order to become tahar. So he's obviously has a higher level kedusha, and the kohen gadol should become tamei and not the kohen, not the nazir. But the chacham said back to him, Amru lo yitama nazir. The nazir should become tahar, should become tamei, meaning his kedusha is less. Even then a Kohen Hedjot, she'ein kedushaso kedushas olam, because it is a set time. It's a set time for the Nazir. Even though the Nazir can become a Nazir olam, but within the concept of Nazirus, there's a concept of only becoming a Nazir for a certain amount of time. It's not Nazirus shlosh shim yom. Let's finish the Mishnah.
If he's bald.
Va'al yitam, that was a machlokas Mishnah by Silo we saw the other day. Va'al yitam, maybe just put the razor over his head, by Silo said, and then he's done. Va'al yitam a Kohen, she kedushaso kedushas olam. But in the kedusha of the Kohen Gadol inherently is the olam. The kedusha of a nazir is first of all comes from the outside and it can be limited. So therefore, the kedusha of the kohen, even the kohen hedjot, is more common than the nazir, and the nazir should become tamei and not the kohen. Sorry. I think that may be part of what they're saying.
Right. Why?
The reason why he brings a carbon is because he violated the zeros. It's not a
chattas. Oh, so now you're asking both sides. He used to bring a chattas. He's bringing an usham. Right, but still, inherent in his process is that you now have another carbon. A carbon is a chomer, is really, you know, we learn carbonos, we say carbonos is a big deal to bring the carbonos. It's bring a big deal. Yeah. Okay, that is the Mishnah. So now the Gemara is going to now bring other cases of where you have conflicting kedushos to see who is the one who should become tamei to the meis mitzvah. So now the Gemara says, Bishlama. Okay, I understand. Kohen Gadol v'Nazir. The case that we had in our Mishnah of a Kohen Gadol v'Nazir. High Savar, the Chachamim held that the Kohen Gadol is Adif. The Kohen Gadol, right, is that what it was? High Savar. Yeah, that the Kohen Gadol is Adif. His Kedusha is more Chamor, therefore the Nazir should become Tamei. V'Hai Savar, Rabbi Lezer held that the Nazir Adif. They just looked at different parts of the Kedusha and figured out which one in their mind was more Chamor than the other. And they also have the following case is also clear. If you figure out what this case is. You have, remember, till the times of Yoshiyahu HaMelech, the Kohen Gadol became the Kohen Gadol with the Shemin Mishcha. It's called Shemin, that's called, he's the...
I'm trying to understand something. The Torah gives the Kohen Gadol permission to go ahead and do it.
It gives the Nazir also permission to go ahead and do it. Sure it does.
The Torah doesn't come out and say that nazir is allowed to go and for
a mitzvah. That's the halacha. The mitzvah could go. So you're being a karite because it says specifically in the words.
Yes.
The halacha is that both can be time to meis mitzvah. Plain. Doesn't matter. Mido raisa, both a kohen gadol and a nazir and a kohen hedjot are permitted to be metame to a meis mitzvah. It only says, we'll learn it now from the psukim. It only says la'avavliyima lo yitama mashma to a meis mitzvah. He can. That's the limud. It's a doraisa. Same level doraisa. Okay. So you had until the times of Yoshiyahu HaMelech. Remember, you had the kohen gadol who became kohen gadol got anointed with the shemah mishcha. Then they were nignaz the shemah mishcha. And how the kohen gadol became the kohen gadol was he got put on right. He's been considered. He had merubah begadim. He put on the 8 vestments. Machlokes Rishonim whether he had to put on the 8 vestments and then do an avodah or just putting on the 8 pieces of clothing was sufficient. So what do you have now? You have a kohen gadol who's meshuach b'shemah mishcha. You have a kohen gadol who was anointed with the, so clearly now we're dealing specifically with the time between when the Shemin HaMishcha was available and when it was not available. right? So it's straddling that the Geniza time. So you have Meshumach v'shem in the Mishra, Umerubim v'gadim. So one Kohen Gadol is a Kohen who's anointed, and he's working together with a Kohen Gadol who was Merubah Begadim to figure out how you have two Kohanim Gadolim. That's, we're going to have to figure the Rishonim. Yeah. All the Rishonim deal with that. So I know we have it. We have to figure out what it is. So who should become Tameh? So let's read the Gemara, and then we'll get to the... What?
Maybe neither.
No, someone has to deal with the Mace Mitzvah. You have to deal with the Mace Mitzvah.
Why can't they defer their Kohen Gadol?
The two of them are walking in the street. It's just the two of them. That's the case. It's just the because that's the definition of a Mace Mitzvah. You call somebody, no one else can come. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a Mace Mitzvah. That's the definition. So you have a Kohen Meshuach, a Kohen Merubah Begadim. Meshuach B'Shem and Amishka Adif. The one who was anointed with the oil, his is at a higher level, higher status. And the one who's Merubah Begadim, he's the one who should be coming to the Mace Mitzvah. Why? The Elu Meshuach B'Shem and Amishka. Maybe par habar kol hamitzvos the ilam arubi begadim eino mav. Maybe if a kohen or a kohen gadol does an avera, does a chait b'shogeg. If the kohen gadol basically does an avera that a regular person would have to bring a korban chatos, the kohen gadol will have to bring a par, which is a different type of korban. He would have to bring a kar. It's called a par kol meshuach. He has to bring the kar kol meshuach. But that only applies if the kohen gadol was kohen gadol via Meshicha, but he had the oil. But the Kohen Gadol, who only became Kohen Gadol because he's Merubah Begadim, he does not bring that carbon because it's only called a par Kohen Meshuach. And he is not Kohen Meshuach. So therefore you see again that the status of the carbon could theoretically raise the level of Kedusha. And therefore if you have these two, the Kohen who's Meshuach is the one who should not become Tamei. The Kohen Merubah Begadim should become Tamei. What is the case? So Tosos doesn't... The Rishon don't address the case of... Just the logistics of it are very difficult. You have two Kohanim Gadolim walking down the street with nobody around them, finding a Meis Mitzvah. It happens to be two Kohanim Gadolim, one who was Meshuach last year when they had the oil, and one is now when they don't have the oil. Okay, but that's not. So what's the case? So if you look in Tosos,
which one's the big one?
Let me find it. For some reason I underlined it in this, but you don't underline it here.
The Rosh gives it.
The Rosh gives it also. So if you look in Tosos, the second to last Tosos, this first big one. Let's count from the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Like about 12 lines in the bottom of all Tososim. Just look, count from the bottom of the last Tosos. It says, Vahashta is the first words of the line. No, just count 12 lines up from the bottom of Tosos. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 or 12 lines. It says, Vahashta Meshuach. The Merubah Begadim Mishkachas Lo. Kosos is asking, how do you have the case of the Meshuach and the Merubah Begadim? So what's the case? Mishkachas Lo Bedor Echad. It's in one generation. Kigon Shenimshach Echad LeKohen Gadol. One became, so Kohen Gadol number one, we'll call him Aaron. So Aaron became the Kohen Gadol with the Shemen HaMishcha. Ubitokach Nigna Shemen HaMishcha. And then, that was the time when the Shemen HaMishcha was put into Geniza. The Irabo Keri Bekohen HaMashuach, and Aaron became a Balkeri, right? Uminu Acher Tachtav Merubah Begadim Lassus Vodu Yom Kippurim. So they had to have somebody else, and this actually happened Dafka before Yom Kippur, so they had to appoint somebody else to become the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur, but there's no Shemen, so he gets it via the Merubah Begadim. The Gemara says, Kosha, I have a problem with that. The Imkain Havale Mashuach Chazi Lavoda Merubah Begadim Lo Chazi Lavoda. The Rishon Choser Lavodoso. He says, if that's the case, then what happened? Assuming that this took place after the Avodah Yom Kippur, and the guy, he became Tahor from this Balkeri, so he goes back to being the Kohen Gadol, and the other guy, he doesn't do the Avodah anymore. He never does the Avodah because he had the problem of Eva. He has this high status of having once been the Kohen Gadol, but he no longer does the Avodah. So he has certain restrictions, but the other guy's doing. So why are you telling me that he's more chamor because he would bring a par if he does a chatas, if he does a chait? He's more chamor because he's the one who's going to do the avodah. Stop. Okay, so right, I hear.
But they both have restrictions on them.
But one, see, but who's more chamor? The one who's going to actually do the avodah would be more kadosh, is what Tosas is saying. So I hear you. So he says, "Kid Amar Gabi Mishuach." So Venir Lomar, what's the case? Kid Gon Kohen. Kohen Gadol Gala. Okay, so the Kohen Gadol was taken into Galus. I guess you have to figure out what time, you know, the Shemin of Mishra was Nignaz, and then you had the Galus, who went to Galus first? Yechanya, right? Yechanya went to Galus. Uminu achar tachta beriba begadim. So you have basically going she nignas Hashem and kvar v'shimish kamasharim. So what happens was is you have the kohen, one kohen gadol got anointed with the oil. The oil got put in Gniza. The original Kohen Gadol got taken into Golos. So they appointed a second Kohen Gadol with the Riboy Begadim. This second Kohen Gadol, Riboy Begadim, did the Avoder for many, many years. She'im af harishon shav, even if the Rishon came back, let's say he came back 70 years later with the Golos, with the Geula, ein uchoz levodah, so then he wouldn't go back to doing the Avoda. She'rei shimer zeh tachtov kamishamin, shanim, v'rei shnei mahalchum aderech. And both of them are walking on the way. So you have this Kohen Mashuach, who was in Golus, is walking now with the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol Merubah Begadim, who has been working for the past couple of years. So she, you can ask, well, wait a second, didn't Tosfos just say that if you're doing the Avoda, that's clearly a more stringent thing? I don't know what the case is. I don't know why I have that. It's just the two lines above, the Tosfos said that whoever's doing the Avoda is more chamor. And now you have the Kohen Meshuach, the Kohen Merubah Begadim doing the Avoda, and yet we're saying that because the Kohen Meshuach would bring the par, that's more chamer.
Well, the Kohen Meshuach turns down, doesn't he go back?
No, he's saying because Tosfos has a Bechidush here that says since the Merubah Begadim was Shemesh Kamashanim, She'im Af Harishon Shav, Eino Chos Levodosa. Bechidush. Don't know.
But when one of the first went up to get reanointed, if he went into Golos and came back?
Why?
Not
why?
Because he went to Golos.
So?
What makes you think he gets his job back?
No, why would he have to be reanointed? If the king David Melech went to Chutz Lawrence and came back, he had to be reanointed?
Because he was 7 years out.
So what? But where's the halacha that says if you go outside of Eretz Yisrael, you have to get reanointed?
And that
doesn't exist. Right.
So if you're going to once, you're anointed for life?
Yeah. Until you're out. Until you're out. Until. It's exactly like that. Okay.
Do they also have white smoke to the side?
No, they do not. They do not. Okay.
Okay,
so now the next case is also going to be very difficult. The next case is also very difficult. So what's the next case? The next case is also, you have a Meshuach She'avar. You have a Kohen Gadol who was Meshuach Meshem and Mishko, who was retired, I guess. She'avar. Right, I don't know.
It was emeritus.
So the Merubah Begadim, and you have a Merubah Begadim who's now doing the Avoda. Merubah Begadim Adif. The Merubah Begadim goes first. He has a higher mila. The Merubah Begadim Avid Avoda. Here he's saying now, the same thing with the question that we just asked before, I can ask the question on the Gemara. The Merubah Begadim is more chamor because he's doing the Avoda. I mean, you could say it anyway. You could just say Kohen Gadol who became... just was removed for whatever reason. He became old, he became infirm, he got a mum, and then he was a Mashuach. And the next guy. What's the difference? I think you have two competing issues. You have the par and who's doing the avoda. So par and no avoda, par goes first. Avoda and par, avoda comes first. That seems to be the hierarchy. But what's the case over here also? What's the case over here? So he said, let's just read the next one. Let's read the next case. Avar Machmas Kiruyov. So you have a Kohen Gadol who's no longer the Kohen Gadol because he became Tamei B'tumas Keri. Ve Avar Machmas Mumo. And another Kohen Gadol. So you have two people, two emeritus. One Kohen Gadol is no longer doing the Kohen Gadol because he's a Bal Keri. And the other Kohen Gadol got a Mum. So, and they're walking down the streets together. So there is another one, but the other one's not walking down the street with them.
These are two emeritus, so they're both
Dabagam? Both Dabagam. One's emeritus because he's a Balkari, one's emeritus because he got a mum, whether it's Piseach or Ovid, whatever what type of mum. They're not together. So other, who's considered more Kadosh? So Avar Machmas Kiruyov Adif. The one who is Over Machmas Kiruyov, he's Adif. Why? The Elohai Chazi Lavod L'Machar. Theoretically, he can go back to do the work tomorrow. He finishes Balkari, goes to Mikvah, the next day he's back. Right, va'ilu aver machmas mumo lo chazi avoda. The one who has a mum, I guess, it has to be a permanent mum, because the one who has a mum.
Oh, could go away like a.
I guess, but there, within the concept of mum, there's a concept of a permanent mum, and therefore the mum is more of a detriment to the Kohen Gadol. Va'ilu aver machmas mumo lo chazi avoda until the mum is healed. It could be indefinite. You have no idea. A Valkyrie, you know, is a definite period of time. As soon as he finishes Valkyrie, goes to Mikvah, he's back. The woman, you have to wait an indefinite period of time. Who knows? So therefore, the one who's Balkari would is considered more kadosh, and the other one would have to become tamei meis.
In this kind of a case, which kohen has to drive the people who
Both of them? Neither of them, because then neither of them are the kohen gadol.
They're both retired.
The third kohen gadol who's in the base of Migdash. He's the one who's doing. Who's
one.
That's my assumption, but we'll get to Mark. We'll save that for the third paragraph of Marcus. Yeah, you see it right now. Focus. Okay. Baruch Hashem. So what's the case again of the merube begadim and the shemit? Right, the b'shuach she'avar and the merube begadim. Let's look at Tosfos here. So Tosfos here says. Remove begadim mashuach she'avar. Who did the matzil leminkat? You could have said mashuach mashuach she'avar. We're just talking about a case of one who's in and one who's out. El rabusa nakat. We're learning an extra chiddush. Dafilu osu sha'avar meshuach meruv begadim adiv meno. Even the one who passed is the kohen meshuach. The meruv begadim goes first. So what's the case? L'chomer mash meruv begadim kigon shekvar nigla shemen mishka. If you're talking about meruv begadim, again we're talking about that time period. Where in between where they hid the Shem and the Mishra. Vahaya Kohen Gadol Merubah Begadim. So you had a Kohen Gadol who's Merubah Begadim. V'ira Bokeri. And he became Bokeri. Uminu Achar Tachtav. And they put another one there. Umashchuhu. And he got anointed. I don't know how that happened. Why the first guy only get Begadim and the second guy get the Shem and the Mishra. Shehu Merubah Begadim Chozer La'avodoso. V'hashta yesh lufanein v'merubah begadim v'meshuach she'avar v'yesh shalom arkein. That's what we just said. The eichnas is shemash marsheni v'lomash marishon. How can it be that the second one has anointed and the first one was not? Ela yesh lufarish. How does it work? Kigon sheyesh kan kohen gadol meshuach. We have an anointed kohen gadol v'ira bokeri, and he became valkeri. U'moshu acher tachta v'avad yom kippur echad. And then kohen gadol number two also got shem and a mishcha, and he did the avoda for one day. V'shuv ha-mashuach ha-rishnon chazer la-avodoso. So then Kohen Gadol 1, Mashuach number 1, then comes back, and he takes over again, and he does the avoda. V'avod kamashanim achar kein. And he worked for a bunch of years. U'mashuach ha-sheni avar, and he's done. And Mashuach ha-sheni is done. He doesn't go back. He did the avoda for one day as a Mashuach, but he's done. U'bein kach nizlak shevin ha-mishcha. And then the shevin ha-mishcha was nignas. So we have two Kohen Mashuachs. One who's not doing the one's a kohen mashuach she'avar because he was just the backup, and one's the regular kohen mashuach. V'zeh mashuach harishon shechazel avodaso galayim yechanya. So then kohen mashuach number one, the real kohen mashuach, then goes into galus with the yechanya, right? Uminu achar tachta merubah begadim. Now you have to have another kohen gadol. You can't use the kohen gadol before the backup kohen gadol because he's not allowed to do the avoda so long as the kohen gadol number one is still alive. So you have to appoint a third kohen gadol. But they don't have the oil anymore. So you point him via the clothing with the begadim. Aval Mashuach she'avar eino mismana tachtav kol yimei sharishon. That's what you said. The Mashuach number two cannot do avoda so long as Mashuach number one is still alive. Av ki yatzav begola mishum eva. So what happens? So then it's Mashuach number two and merubah begadim are walking down the street. That's how you have Mashuach she'avar and a merubah begadim. The Rosh says a similar thing that you pointed out from the article, a little nuanced, but you have to figure out what these cases are. Very good. Again, Tosfos is trying to figure out what the possibility case is. Not even ask, how is it even theoretically possible that some of these cases are that on Yom Kippur, they're walking down the street together during the break, and there's no one's with them. They're alone on the road. The two of them together. I guess they're talking and learning. They're trying to figure out how to do the mincha. Right, right. That's why you have to wear a hat. Because Yaakov left Be'er Sheva. We did not have to go. We left without a hat.
In this case, think about it. Someone said that all my boys were mm-hmm. Gadols. You get the story about the son of walking fresh shook.
Right.
On
Yom Kippur. Right. So two things, as much people say, that's probably by Yashani also. So you have the different, the Kohen Gadol and by Yashani is a different, different chefza. It wasn't a Bayesh Sheni?
I don't think so.
I thought it was a Bayesh Sheni story. I thought it has to be a Bayesh Sheni story. We don't have any stories from Kohen Gadol really from Bayesh Rishon. Even so, you're right. It happens. But The two, it's just funny. I just.
Well, why do they bring in a case that is so rare and so it's unlikely to happen?
Every case, here. Because that's how you extract the rules. That's how you extract the rules.
No, but to come up with such a
far-fetched case. I'll keep that question, and we'll ask it tomorrow, and we'll ask it on Shabbos, and we'll ask it every day. That's how you extract the rules. Okay, that's true too. And the molasses started falling down from the roof, and okay, and then so fireworks exploded, and the stadium fell down. Anyways, so Ibarilu, they asked the following question. So up to now, the Gemara knew what the story was. Who came first? Now they ask Ibarilu, Meshuach Milchama. Okay, so you have a Kohen who's not the Kohen God, but we have a Kohen who is Meshuach. To be specific, the Kohen who goes out, you know, Achara. He's the one who goes out to battle with the army, right? So he speaks to the nation before the war. Meshuach Milchama. Uskan, and the backup. That's the Kohen who was appointed if the Kohen Gadol gets a psul, right?
Like
Hanan Yiskan, the Kohanim?
Like a DH?
You have the Skan. He's not a DH, he's a pinch hitter, right? DH plays all the whole game. Uskan, Hai Minayu Adif. Which one, unless you're a purist, which one has to become Tameh? So who's Adif? Meaning who has a higher Mila? Do we say the Meshul Muhammad's Adif, he has a higher Mila in the Skan? The Chazi L'Melchama, because he's going out to battle. He's helping the people with the war. And as Tosas points out, Rabin Pluyimbo. Right. Everyone's dependent upon him. Right. He has to win one for the Kipper. He's got to give the pep speak, the pep talk.
He's like a chaplain.
He's got basically, yeah. Oh, Dilma, or do we say Skan Adif, that the backup Kohen Gadol is more important? Why? Because he's Chazi L'Avoda. He could theoretically, at the moment's notice, he's going to be the one going to do the Avoda in the Kodesh Kodeshim. So who's more? So Tashma, so we bring a Raya. I don't know how you have a question. You have the Raya is like answered in the Braisa. But he says, Tashma, right, the Sanya, Ein Bein Meshuach Melcham Leskan. There's no difference. I mean, every time we say Ein Bein, obviously there are always more different. Right, there always are more. But Ein Bein, there's no difference between the Meshuach Melcham Leskan, Ella, except for this thing only. Shimhayu Mahalcham Adarach and Watsu Meis Mitzvah. The two of them walking together and they found a Meis Mitzvah, and it's enough for only one of them to deal with it. Yitam Meshuach Melcham over Ayitam Leskan. The Meshuach Melcham should become Tameh, the Skan should not become Tameh. The Skan has a higher Mila, because at a moment's notice, he could be doing the Avoda. Right. There are other differences between the Meshuach Melchama and the Skan. It's a Gemara in Yoma on Ayin Beis that the Meshuach Melchama uses the begadim of the Kohen Gadol, and the Skan is only using works around with the Kohen Gadol, the begadim of the Kohen Hedjot.
That's why
I think
it would be the other way around.
Right. There's other thing. Right, which Tosus is this also?
Meshuach Melchama can wear the Urim and Thummim.
Yes. Correct. Right, Tosos, look at Tosos on the third wide line. Right, says Zakasha, the two ikabinayu. There are many more differences between the two. Right, and listen, because Arm Shilhi Balo in Yoma, Bibgadim Shakoin Godom Mishamish, Meshuach Machami Mishamish, Viskan Obi, Bibgadim Kamo Hedjot, Kemosha Obi Yom Kitan, Vesu Kola Hamisha Dvarim, Haamurim, Biparsha, Lo Porea, Velo Pore, Mitsuva, La Basula, Vasar Yomana. That's Ein Noeg B'Skan, but it's Noeg Meshuach Melchama. So now you have all these other things where the Meshuach Melchama has more connection to the Kohen Gadol, yet he's the one who has to become Tameh in this situation. Because they basically were saying that the potential to do the Avoda makes it such on a higher status than all the other items, I guess. Okay, next.
He's going back to war anyway. He has a good chance to get Tameh.
But I'm saying, but right now at the moment he's not. There's no war. It's Baruch Hashem. It's peacetime. Theoretically, you can. So Amar Marzucha, correct. Amar Marzucha. Okay, the Marzucha says, wait a second. So like Mar asks, Vatanya, we just said that the Skan is a higher Mila, but Vatanya, we have a Tosefta from Horios that says Meshuach Melchama called the Skan. Then no, the Meshuach Melchama goes before the Skan. So what's going on? Our Havamina meaning is assuming that it goes before the Skan, even the Gabe, Tuma, Tameh Mace. So Amar Mazitra, not the Brisos are talking about two different things. The Tosefta is Le'inyan L'Hachayoso. That's talking about who do you save first. Meshuach Melchama Adif. Meshul Machama gets saved. Let's say they're walking the street and a building collapses on them, and you have to only can save one. Who do you save? You save the Meshul Machama because Rabin Pluyimbo, because he's the one who's going to rile up the troops, right? Meshul Machama Adif Maitaima the Solobei Rabin, because many people depended on him. But the Inyan Tuma, when it comes to the Tuma of the Meis Mitzvah, that's what our Brice is talking about. Then the din is the opposite. The Skad is Adif. Because at the moment's notice, when it comes to Tumah, we're going to say what's more important is the ability to do the avoda. Okay, Desanya, we have a brace that says Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus says Lama Tiknu Skan the Kohen Gadol. Why do they appoint a backup to the Kohen Gadol? Shem Era Bo Psul. If the Kohen Gadol gets Psul, Hare the Skan would Nichnasu Mishamech Tachtav. It becomes the pinch hitter. He comes in to do it.
He's always ready on a moment's notice.
Well, usually when I think it's for, Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim was called that all the time. I guess it's more important to have it on Yom Kippur, I guess, because he's doing the voting.
Do you give him time to get ready, or do you just go turn it in?
What do you mean time to get ready?
Like,
does he have warm-up pitches? I don't know. Does Gemara in Yom? Warm-up. Yeah, warm-up kmitzas. Okay, I don't know. So the Gemara then says, Ad kan lo pligi, the machlokas in Rabbi Elazar Nechamim is only Ella b'koing, going back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had the machlokas in Rabbi Elazar Nechamim, if you had the Kohen Gadol, whatever the Kohen Gadol is, if you have a Kohen Gadol and the Nazir walking down the street, who becomes Tamei Meis for the Meis Mitzvah? Well, Kohen Gadol or the Nazir. So Ad kan lo pligi, Ella b'koen Gadol v'Nazir, ki ka azli b'hadei hadadi, that they're walking together. Aval chad chad lechudei, but each one is walking by themselves, bar itamnu inun. Both of them, bar itamun inu. Both of them are b'nei tumo. Both of them could become tamei, meaning they're walking individually, both of them have the halacha to become tamei meis. So don't we already know that from the Mishnah? So Tosis points out from here that our girsa of our Mishnah is wrong. Right? Our Mishnah said, kohen gadol v'nazir, eimetam nikrovehen, avametam l'meis mitzvah. So to Tosos, you see, I think there's a base over there in the Girsa in the Bach. He takes out the Girsa. Tosos has the Girsa of Kohen Gadol v'Nazir Hayu Mahalcha Mederach Umasu Meitz Mitzvah. Doesn't have the halacha of them by themselves being matame, because otherwise, what's this Ad Kan Pligi? It would be clear in the from the Mishnah. Okay. So now we're going to start learning Minohan Emili. How do we know? Right, we're done with the comparisons. How do we know, Mr. Schiff, what you asked before, that a Kohen Gadol or a Nazir are permitted or authorized or are obligated to become Tamei Meis for a Meis Mitzvah? So, Mina Hani Mili, the son, the Tana Rabbanan. We have the following Brisa. The Pasuk says, the Gabi, the Dinam of the Kohen Gadol, it says, Al Kol Nafshos Meis Lo Yavo. He cannot become Tamei to any Meis. So Bameh Hakasav Medaber, which Mesim is the Pasuk talking about? So, but Ibirachokim, if we are talking about that he can't become Tamei Meis to people that are not his Krovim, why does the Pasuk have to tell us that? We already know that from the Kohen Edjot, right? This whole Pasuk is extra, right? Because Ibirachokim, Kal Vachomerhu, Uma Kohen Hedjot, Shumatamel Krovim, Einamatamel Rachokim, the Kohen Hedjot who is permitted to become Tamei Meis to a Shiva Krovim, is forbidden to become a Tamei Meis to his non-relatives. So, surely Kohen Gadol, she'enu matam l'krovim, eno din, she'enu matam l'rachokim. I think it's even more than that. What do you need a Kal v'chomer for? The Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Hedjo plus. He's a Kohen Hedjo plus. If, of course he can't become Tamei Meis to the rachokim. He already has that halacha from his status as a regular Kohen. But the Kohen, that being the case, so why is the Pasuk HaKohen telling me which people he cannot become Tamei Meis for? Must be adding another layer. What's the other layer? Ella b'krovim akasim medaber. The Pasuk says, kol nashos meis lo yavo, that comes to include even the Shiva Krovim he cannot become Tamei for. So why does it say afterward, v'it la'aviv, right? Why does it say afterwards, it says la'aviv, right? What's the full Pasuk? It says, akol nashos meis lo yavo, la'aviv ulimo lo yitama. So we already know the Chod Meis Lo Yavo already tells me he can't become Tamei to his Krovim. So what's L'Aviv Imo coming to teach us? That's also extraneous. It comes to teach us L'Aviv Hu De'enu Metamei HaMetamei Hu L'Meis Mitzvah. He doesn't become Tamei to his father specifically, I mean to his Krovim, but he does become Tamei to the Meis Mitzvah. That's the limit by the Kohen Gadol. So that's what Aviv comes to teach us. But what's Imo there? What's Imo there for? We finish this one up. The Imo is for Gzeira Shava. Right, Aviv and Imo are both extraneous. So Aviv, we learned that he becomes Tamei, not for his, family members doesn't become tame, but because it does become tame for a mesa mitzvah. And what does the extra word emo come to teach us? The emo l'gzeir shava l'chidir rabbi. It comes to teach us the gzeir shava that Rabbi taught us. The Tanya, we have a brisa that says, Rabbi Omer, it says by the Nazir. The Pasuk HaNazir says, Kol yamehi zira l'Hashem al nefesh meis lo yavo l'aviv uli emo l'achiv l'chasol yitamal hem mosam. So it says, b'mosam einu metame. He's not metame them in their misa. The Nazir can't become a tame mace. But he's permitted to become tame to him if they become a Metzora or to become a Zav. So to the Kohen Gadol, he can become tame to their Zav and to their Mitzaras. So now we've proven where the Kohen Gadol is authorized or obligated to become tame mace for a mace mitzvah. We're going to continue now. The Bryce is continue tomorrow and to talk about now. Okay, we just learned a Kohen Gadol. Where we learned it from the Nazir. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.
You too.